Sleepless in Seattle, phenomenal hit. The reaction was incredible. He said, Tony, it was so amazing. You know, we talked about this stuff, and I told you I keep visualizing. I kept picturing in my head how there's going to be lines around the block. He said, but I didn't think that would be that way for the screening. He said, I pulled up, and there it was, Levine's around the block. And he said, here are all these executives, and they're smiling, and people are clapping, and they're crying. He said, it was so phenomenal. And you know what's neat? He's just got like a one hit. He's now one of the hottest writers in Hollywood, all based on his ability to generate certainty. He's got films in production now with Ron Howard as a director of one film. He's got Barry Levinson that he's working with in another one, and Penny Marshall in another one. He's got things in production with virtually every studio in Hollywood. How did he do this? How do you go from a guy who supposedly has no future to making it happen? You employ the power of certainty. You say, Tony, no, I'm a little interested. You've tested me. You give me a good story. You tell me all these great people. All right, you got to the chase. How do I do this? Good question. Glad you asked. Certainty is a physiology. Now, most of us think we have to have something happen before we can create that certainty. We think that, you know, all of a sudden everybody has to tell us we're great, or all of a sudden we have to get A's on our report card, or we have to get encouraged by the people around us to tell us that our vision is real. Every great leader has learned how to create that certainty inside first. In fact, I heard an interesting story recently about Disney. They said that when they opened up Epcot, there was a reporter that was talking to Roy Disney, and he said, Roy, God, it's too bad that Walt never got to see Epcot. And Roy just looked over at him and smiled. He said, he saw it first. That's why you're seeing it. That process of creating in your mind what you want to see in the world and not just doing it where you say, well, that would be nice, where it becomes a magnificent obsession, where you feel there is not one sense of doubt within you that what you have thought, what you have decided, what you have resolved will become real. That has the power to give you answers. So let's not talk about this. Let's not discuss this. Let's have you use it right now. I'd like you right now to stand up because I want you to experience this in your body. Now, if you're in your car, this is somewhat more complex, okay? But if you're sitting somewhere, stand up and try this with me. What I want you to do is if you can, and again, if you're not in the car, I want you to close your eyes. And what I want you to do is I want you to imagine you want something you want to have happen in the future. And as you think about it, I'd like you to first kind of like hope that it'll work out. I hope it works out. I hope I can make it happen. I hope things work out. I hope so. I hope I don't screw up. I hope. Just kind of hope. And just stand the way you do when you're hoping. Adjust your body. And just really put yourself in a state of hoping. Oh, gosh, I hope so. I don't know. Yeah, I hope so. I hope it works out. Breathe the way you do when you're hoping. Put the kind of look on your face like you do when you're hoping. And by the way, if you're sitting in a car, you can still do this with your eyes open and imagine what you're like when you're hoping. Just don't hope that you're going to miss the car in front of you, whatever you do. Feel certain about that. But seriously, put yourself in that state of hoping. And notice what you picture when you hope it'll work out. How do you breathe? How do you feel? What's your body like? Now put yourself in a state of uncertainty. Now become uncertain, where you're almost worried. Put yourself in a state of uncertainty, really unsure. You don't know. Maybe a little tinge of worry there. Stand the way you do when you're a little bit worried, a little uncertain. And notice what you do differently. Go for it. Come on, actually do it. And if you say, well, I don't know what to do, Tony, just do it. Just trust yourself. Just change your body anyway. Trust your instinct. The first thing that you would do, if you're really worried, how would you stand? Where would your arms be? How would you breathe? You know, what's your posture like when you're really worried? Is there tension in your body when you're really worried? When you're uncertain? When you're unsure? Do you wobble back and forth? What do when you're not sure? What do you picture when you're not sure? What do you say to yourself when you're not sure? How does this feel to be unsure, to maybe a little bit worried? Just notice how it feels.